Test, test, test. Okay, I'm talking to Homer Summers. Today is January 15th, 1991. And Homer, what's your mailing address here?
It's Allums, Box 79, Sissonsville.
Allums, A-L-U-M-S?
A-L-L-E-N-S.
Allums, I see. Okay. You can go right ahead and work if you want to. I'll get out of the way.
I'll watch it.
I had a question about your wood. Can you, to make your rods for your rod baskets, do you use the heartwood and the sapwood or just the sapwood?
I use both.
Uh-huh.
And this, if you get a two colors there, and if you don't watch, you get them mixed up. You can separate them, or sometimes you can put stripes in them by adding your redwood together, your white wood together.
When the beds get seasoned out, do they all eventually become the same color, or they stay
a little bit different? No, they stay a different color.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And you split them down with the annual rings down to get them small enough to get started in your holes? Is that the idea?
Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a rough piece of timber, but it works up pretty good. It's just hard to work up. Mm-hmm. You just have to keep it going down and going down on the size till you get what you want. Now, if you bust splitting on the yearly rings, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the annual.
Now that goes pretty smooth and fast. See, mm-hmm. It'll stay in line pretty good. But now if you're busting the other way, it'll run out on you. You have to be pretty particular with it.
Now, you were telling me a while ago, I just want to get all the information. The person you learned from was your wife's uncle?
Yes, great uncle.
Your wife's great uncle. And his name was?
Rome Phillips.
Rome Phillips, uh-huh. And you said he'd been making for a long time?
65 years, he said, and that was in 1983.
He'd been making them since about 1918 or so.
Right.
And he learned from?
Ogle Hickenbach.
Ogle
Hickenbach. Mm-hmm.
Did all those people live in this country around here?
They did, yes.
Uh-huh.
And Rome probably would still be making baskets yet if he could get the timber.
Is that right?
Yes. Hmm. That's still too big. I think I'll leave it that big. Look like any good to split. A weak place.
You can't hurt this stuff, don't worry about it.
you watch this, and I got my right hand, I don't punch you in the eye with it. I flop hit around till I I'll pull these through for you so you can. A little bit different than the ones I had a while ago. It takes about a day to make one of these bigger baskets. I just will open that up. Stick my material right out the window, you see.
Sit this right.
Yeah, just anyway.
Right there.
That's got a weak place in it, so I'm gonna have to go make a small one out of this one after all. While that's good and green, you can skip every other one of them holes until you get down to or small.
Did you make the metal plate?
Yeah. I told Philip to give me that.
I did.
Old wore out shop hoe is what it is.
An old wore out what?
A hoe, I see.
Yeah. You see where the eye was? Here's the bottom hole, but the other two is down here.
Yeah.
So, what year did you start making baskets?
83. November of 83.
And you've got them all numbered, every one you made?
Every one.
Up to, what are you up to now?
496.
You're going to hit the old 500 mark pretty soon, huh?
Yep. I've got a lot of baskets to make. I may have to run me 5 days over to Cedar Lakes this year.
Yeah.
If everything holds up and we have it, this war don't mess things up.
Yeah.
About to be even too thin for that at that one spot.
Now you just, when you weave your ribs around, you just go until the material runs out and start another?
Yeah. Now, the bigger them is, the harder they are to pull through there.
You think your wife's uncle would talk to me about his experience with this?
I don't know. I really don't know. he didn't want to do anything when, you know, when Rachel and him was here.
Uh-huh.
At that time. And since that, his wife's died. And I don't know if he's by himself. I doubt if he's by himself. I think his daughter's with him.
Uh-huh. Oh, I better not bother him.
He gave me this piece of metal here and showed me his.
Uh-huh.
And then he told me why he pulled it through there, and that's the only thing he showed me.
Uh-huh.
I looked at the basket and I counted the rib pieces.
Uh-huh.
And I like never figured out how to get them together. Anytime that slips off in there like that, you just about got to be sharpened. I never do have that trouble when I'm just running them through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Through that one.
Do you ever have to do anything to that,
piece of metal?
To sharpen it up or anything? Or?
I run the whip rock on it, but I don't know if it's good or not.
Uh-huh.
It's actually dull right now.
Uh-huh.
That's in pretty good shape. I've got a I'm gonna try busting that one again. If you got good material, you can just bust that right on down to,
mm-hmm.
to where you want it. I think it's
And you say you've got a real good supply of white oak now, that's good.
I might have to get me some more before spring, I don't know.
But, you got a place to get it.
Yeah.
That's real good. You ever heard of doing it with any other kind of wood?
No. I made some handles out of hickory.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never tried pulling hickory through this thing. And I don't figure it to work very good because it's stiff. Hickory it seems to be hard and stiff where white oak seems to be more flexible.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you can get a cleaner piece of wood if you, with all that fuzz and stuff on it,
mm-hmm.
if you split it out and let it lay about 5 or 6 hours and kind of get dry out a little bit.
Have you got any idea how much time you have in a basket?
I'd say 6 or 7 hours in that one.
Uh-huh.
The way I can produce this stuff when I really get at it.
Uh-huh. And that's counting weaving and everything?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It takes about long to make some of our rib pieces as anything else about it.
Yeah.
It takes about, I'd say, at least 2 hours. Longer than that, if you just, when you first start. I have people wants to buy handles or they make baskets, you know. Mm-hmm. And I've sold all I've sold too cheap, so I ain't gonna take no more handles with me for today. Mm-hmm. There's a couple, man and wife from Calhoun County.
Yeah, Macaulay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now he's got a machine to make that flat material with.
Does he?
He discovered it himself. He invented himself. He sent me a couple pieces of the material after he run it through that thing that he makes baskets with. It's about 3/4 inch wide. Uh-huh. And it's real thin and uniform. It's real nice. Hmm. He talked to me over at the barn and told me about it. He said, I'll send you a piece of it and let you look at it. Hmm. And just about a week, I got a couple pieces and a picture of a basket that he made. And I'm not positive. I think he's the one was in the tent I went to at Cedar Lakes. He was there the first 2 days. Uh-huh. And then he left out, and I taken his same spot last 3 days. Hmm.